The first one, just a slightly flippant one. Is there a dike, windmill or house in Holland built with a Hardy product?
Not very many. Lewis, I ask you, and the reason is that's brick construction, as you know, in Holland. Anybody that's been through Holland, I mean, I have yet to see a house built out of anything other than brick. But, Lewis, you might want to comment on that.
Yeah, we don't. We do actively market just to a small degree in the Netherlands. Another fiber cement company, Dansk Eternit, has a little bit bigger position. But as Mike pointed out, it's not a natural market for fiber cement because it's mainly bricks.
Yeah, he's leading someplace, I'm pretty sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Can you tell us who your advisors were on tax issues over the years in question, 99, well, I guess up until 06 is the most recent tax problem we've had. Who are our advisors, and have we considered taking any action against them? I mean, clearly we are receiving a series of hits from tax authorities over and above what our advisors predicted. At what point do we turn around and say, chaps, you want to help make a little contribution here?
Oh, PwC, the question, PwC, I believe, has been our advisors there directly. We have not received the hits. We've received accusations, and there's a big difference between those, okay? And right now, I think that in terms of 99, as Lewis mentioned, we're going to court on that one. We should hear from that. We are hopeful that we'll be completely exonerated on that. In terms of 2002, as I think we've announced, we're in somewhat confidential discussions with the ATO now, and that remains an accusation, certainly not a finding, and the same is clearly the case with the IRS. So from a tax point of view, I think it would be very presumptive of any of us to say, well, you know, you clearly have gotten all the taxes wrong, so you must have been doing something wrong. And these are accusations that have been made, and I think we're, in some cases, not too far away from resolution, in other cases, perhaps a little longer. Anything on that, Russell, else that you think would be appropriate?
I think you've explained it very well, Chair.
And just one last related one. Do you think that the visibility that we achieved for ourselves through particularly the asbestos legacy issue has triggered above average interest from tax authorities? Because it just does seem very surprising that they keep coming back like this. And everyone loves to kick Hardy, given what happened. Tax officers are human as well. Do you think there's an element that we're just the number one kicking boy because of the asbestos issue, and this is increasing the tax attacks that we're facing from various authorities?
Well, I'd certainly hope not. You know, like you point out, we're all human, whether we work for the government or work for private industry or a member of a union or whatever, we're all human. We certainly hope not. There is certainly no direct evidence there is. And in the final analysis, that's why you have a resolution process in a court of law, if necessary, to make sure that doesn't happen. So I would hope not. And I don't think it would serve any purpose by speculating on that, frankly, at this point in time.